Well, good morning, Erica Cosell. This is Erica Cosell is one of the winning authors of a tale that was contributed to Tales to Inspire. So congratulations to you, Erica. How did it feel to become a winner?
It was great. I mean, it was one of these moments where I thought, wow, neat. I'm so glad people could read this story and could appreciate the message coming from the story.
Well, obviously they did, right? They clearly did. Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about your tale, what motivated you to write it, what the name of it is, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Well, I entitled the story The Plain Manila Gift, and it's based upon a letter that I received, obviously in a plain manila envelope, from a long-lost friend from graduate school. And the timing of this letter was the gift part of it. And what followed as a result of reading this letter was also very much a gift. So a long-lost friend from graduate school was thinking about me, was hearing a message from God saying, pray for Erica. And I had not spoken to him or seen him in literally probably 12 years. And out of the blue comes this letter. So it was just a really powerful point in my life and very meaningful, and I wanted to share that with people to hopefully inspire them and to let people think about the gifts that are oftentimes right in front of you that you don't recognize as a gift. Very simple.
Isn't that true? I think that what you just said is so, so true. You know, Erica, this has happened to me a number of times where I'd be thinking about someone that I haven't spoken to or been in touch with for many, many, many months, and suddenly the phone will ring. I just feel that there are, just like we're talking on the phone and it's going through the airwaves, I think that there are feelings and recognitions between people that travel through the air, too. And we connect.
I just believe that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I found your story particularly inspiring and touching. What was the main message that you wanted people to get from your story, Erica?
I think probably just the fact that there are signs and messages, as we were just saying, that come from people or places or, you know, objects that seem to come at the right time that you should pay attention to.
And this one certainly did for you, didn't it? Because
you
were living through a real tragedy in your life. And what I loved about this story was that even though you sustained a tragedy, the story was upbeat, which, of course, we wanted for Tales to Inspire. We wanted upbeat stories. And this one certainly was. And I also hope that when other people read it, if they're going through a hard time, it will give them a sense that this too will pass and something better will be here for me.
That's right. I think often, still today, because I'm still not quite through my tragedy, but there's always something good. And it's how you choose to look at the situation that can make or break you. And so, I mean, why would you choose to focus on the negative? It would just kill you, literally. So, you know, what is the gem that's hiding in there? What can I focus my efforts on? And there's got to be some reason for all this craziness, and that's kind of what helps keep me a little bit sane.
How wonderful. What an inspiring message to give to other people. I hope everybody who's listening today, who is going through a tough time, will hold on to that message, and it will help bring them through,
just like it's
helping you.
Right? Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about I'd like to know, and I think other people might like to know, how did you find out about Tales to Inspire to begin with?
I found out about it through a newsletter. I think it was one of Dan Pointer's newsletters. Who writes, a newsletter. I'm not exactly sure how often he puts it out, maybe once every couple of weeks for writers.
I think it's monthly.
Mm-hmm. Is it monthly? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a neat resource for writers, and I always get ideas, and I always think about things, and stemming from little tidbits that are in his newsletter. And there it was one afternoon, and I thought, wow, that is such a great idea. Who did this? This is wonderful. And so I certainly went to the link, and I really got excited about your idea. I thought, this is fabulous, because way too often there's always the reality and the doom and the gloom, and again, I gravitate towards things that are going to make me feel better.
And you know what? And by doing that, you're making a lot of other people feel better too.
Yeah, if you have two choices of where to go or how to look at a situation or what movie to watch or what to read, it makes more sense to me personally, and I'm sure a lot of other people, to go toward the positive, because that will sort of feed on itself and help you and, by default, help other people who come in contact with you.
Oh,
if you're in a better
place. I love your attitude, Erica.
Oh, thank you.
I wish we lived nearby. I think we could be good friends. Talking about Dan Pointner, I must mention, and I don't know if you noticed the resemblance, his logos for his contest that he does.
I did.
I contacted him, and I said, I love the logos. How would you feel about my using your same artist and modeling them after it? And he gave me permission to do that, which was very nice, yes. And one of the tales, by the way, that's up there, it came all the way from Australia, also as a result of Dan Pointner's newsletter. So
that's
I'll
so
be
great.
Have to be sure to put that in again next year.
Yeah, that's really neat.
Yeah. Tell me what you like best about this Authors Helping Authors project, aside from getting your message across.
Well, I think just that. I mean, I thought it was so neat that I was required to be a judge. I'm sure I would have read all of the tales regardless.
Yes.
But if you're forced to be a judge, you're looking at them differently. You're not just sort of reading them casually. You're really sort of critically looking at them. And there's definitely value in that, right? So you can see, oh, that really worked well, and that's a trick that maybe I could try to use, or, oh, I didn't quite like that, and why didn't I like that? And so, you learn more about yourself in terms of how to tell your own stories as a result of being a little bit more critical of somebody else's.
Wow, I'd like you to repeat that. I think that was such, to me, an important part of this whole project, because it is a project to help authors.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you help yourself to be a better writer by critiquing other people's writing.
Absolutely.
By the way, next year, and I tried to make it very user-friendly, I hope it was, by, having that jot form where they just click into numbers.
It was.
Next year, I'm also asking, not as an option, this year it was an option, but next year it's going to be part of the requirement, to list one recommendation you have for the author. Of course, if they got a perfect score of 10, there's nothing to recommend, probably. But for most tales, there is something that can improve them. And I think getting that input from other authors is really helpful.
I like that, because a lot of times, and I was guilty of this myself, I really appreciated and learned as a result, as I just explained, reading and sort of critically thinking. But when it came to really putting down some words for the authors, I became a little bit more sheepish. So I think the idea of you have to do this is a good one.
Right. And, of course, those are your name is not attached to those comments, so they never know who wrote them or who judged them.
That's right.
So that you should feel comfortable doing that. Well, Erica, I think you wrote a wonderful tale, and I think the listeners should know that I have nothing at all to do with the judging. I step back from that. It's three other authors. I look over the scores, and if I see a discrepancy where one person gave it a 9 and somebody else gave it a 5, then I step in. I don't do it myself, but I have a wonderful author, published author, does a lot of editing. She's helped me a lot with my writing. And I turn it over to her and say, how would you evaluate that? And I put that into the mix. So that I think it was a very fair judging. With the winners, I think there was no contest. All the winners were winners straight through with each judge, and that I found very interesting.
Yeah.
With the finalists, there were two where we had to bring in this author friend to look them over because there was some discrepancy. But I found it an interesting project, and it's growing, and I'm learning too.
Yeah.
I don't have all the answers, but I'm learning as I go along.
I do think it's a wonderful project.
Yeah, well, I'm excited with it. My husband cannot believe that I can spend so many hours each day on something like this. but it's been very rewarding for me, and that's what life is all about, isn't it?
Yes, that's true. That's
true.
Making a difference is good.
Yeah, right. Erica, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, absolutely.
And I look forward to it again.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, bye now.
Okay, bye-bye.